Cardiff. This is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. This is Ken Torres. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I got your message. Sorry I missed your phone call earlier.
No biggie. I was just kind of following up regarding that email, but I see you've already sent that information back. So
okay.
I'm going to get this working capital part of it wrapped up. And then I wanted to ask, I had asked in the email if I could go ahead and contact these vendors and get final invoices. Are we all set so we can start getting the docs prepared for those and get them paid?
Yep.
Okay.
The question that I had for you back, was there contact information on the quotes, or do I need to send that to you?
Let me see. Typically, there'll at least be a phone number, but let me see if they actually have the representatives listed on here. Let's see. So I've got, they have a phone number. Let me see if there's a, do you know who you, is there somebody specific you were working with I should ask for? It looks like there's a Kit Peters listed on here.
Kit Peters is who I've been working with at Siggins.
Okay.
And then the other one is for the walk-in coolers. That has been
is that Joe Menino?
Joe Menino. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. His phone number is here too. So awesome. I will track both of them down, let them know that funds are available, and it's just a matter of crossing the T's and dotting the I's, and they both, let me double check here. I know that, I think it was Siggins that had an outline of the pre-funding. I was going to ask you something else. So I'm seeing, it looks like there was some additions on this final invoice or quote. It looks like the drop ceiling was an additional 24.5.
Well, yeah, basically I'm going back and forth on that. I've got a local contractor that can put it in and it would save me some money, but I started thinking about it might just be easier to have them put it in. If it creates a problem, take it out, because as I said, I've got this local guy that can do it and actually save me some money.
No, it shouldn't create a problem. I just wanted to make sure that was in addition to the 113.96 number, and the 35,000 in installation.
Right, it is. The way they quoted it, they did not include that in on any of the quotes and then just did it as an option. And so I knew I was going to have to put the ceiling and lights in anyway. I thought I was going to be able to save more money by using a local guy, but it wasn't coming out to as much as what I had originally thought it would be.
Okay, it's probably more headache than it's worth.
Yeah.
I hope that the two can work together and all that fun stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. No, I'll get those rolled in. And, I mean, ultimately, that portion, part of the contract is going to be paid by you anyways. And most likely it'll be more for the labor costs. Any lender would rather have more collateral than labor anyway. So what I will probably do... Well, I'll reach out to them and see if they want to separate. They've already pretty much got the labor and the equipment separated anyway. So I just need to touch base with them and find out how much they need to get started and when. Do you know that number? Is that 50% upfront?
I know on Siggins, I think they say 30% down and then the balance after it's been delivered and assembled. Yeah, 30% down, and then 15 after equipment shipment and installation. And then on the walk-in coolers, those I think are 50% down, and then 50% at delivery.
Okay. Perfect. Easy enough. All right. Well, I will take care of the rest, and I will keep you updated.
All right. Well, I do appreciate it, okay?
You got it. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for the call back.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
Okay, bye.